Des Moines Classic Rock 95K, GGO, Jeremy Jacobs here. Very excited to welcome on the line with me right now the one and only Bert Kreischer. Bert's got a huge show coming to the Pizza Arena hitting the Casey Center this Thursday night. Bert, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to give us a little preview here in Des Moines.
Oh, I can't wait. I love Des Moines. I've been coming to Des Moines forever.
I'm going to tell you right now, we are dealing with cold snow and ice in Des Moines right now. So I don't know if that changes.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know if that changes the wanting to come here, but yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Cannot wait. Yeah, you know, you talk about coming to Des Moines for a while. You know, you've probably started off at the Funny Bone, some of the smaller clubs. What's it been like for you watching just the success that you've sort of amassed over the last few years? You know, kind of blowing up, going from playing the small clubs to playing these massive arena shows.
It's hard to wrap your head around, because you really think, like, I'm always a $900 comic. I mean, technically, my worth is $900 a night. Or not even a night, a weekend. I mean, back in the day, we'd get $900 a weekend to do comedy. And Billy Gardell used to tell me, don't ever forget, you're a $900 comic.
Yeah, I mean, so it's got to be a little different to sort of wrap your brain around it like that. Now you're out here in front of these, you know, tens of thousands of people every night. And it's nice to, I mean, maybe a little bit humble still, you know, knowing that you're still just a $900 comic.
Hey, listen, you always get a trash comment on Instagram that humbles you every day. So I think I remember one day I got some comment that was like, I can't believe people like this guy. He's garbage. He's just a guy who laughs at his own jokes and drinks on stage and tells the same story every night. And I was like, I was beating myself up. And then I went into an arena of 15,000 people. I was like, okay, maybe he's off.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that one guy just doesn't get it. Maybe he's upset that he doesn't get paid to just stand there, laugh at his own jokes, and drink on stage every night.
I think the reason, I was trying to figure this out, the reason that most people are upset in life, I was watching my nephew's baseball game, and I was watching these kids that are 8 years old. They're never going pro. This is the only time they're ever going to get to play baseball competitively in this capacity ever in their life. I was like, why aren't more of them swinging? Like, more of them are just taking pitches, terrified to take a swing. And I think, and I watch this one kid go down looking, right? Third strike, didn't even swing, turns around, looks at the stands, and blames his parents. Oof. And I went, that's the problem with our country. A lot of people end their lives, and they went down looking, and they didn't take enough swings. And I think that's where you get a lot of the negative comments online. It's like, there's a fat guy I know that no matter what he eats, they comment and crap on him. He eats salads, they're like, you need protein. He eats protein, they're like, why don't you eat a salad? And that's someone who just went down looking in life. They never took enough cuts. They're not happy with their life. Work on yourself first, and then work on other people.
Man, I absolutely love that. You know, I get to stand here. I get to push buttons and play music for a living. I consider myself very lucky, the fact that I get to do what I always wanted to do with life. And it's because of that. It's because you take the swings. It's because you keep trying.
It's because you humbly said to someone, hey, I'd like to try that. And there were people that probably said to you, what do you think you're going to work at a radio station? There are guys that do that their whole life. And you, at a certain age, you're like, well, I'd like to try it. I think it would be fun. And you took a swing. That's it. You just took a swing.
Absolutely. I love that. So some advice here coming your way from Bert Kreischer. Make sure you get up there and take a swing. He's going to be taking a swing on stage this Thursday night over at the KC Center. Bert, you got a brand new series about to hit Netflix next year that you've been working on, Free Bert. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe give us a little bit of preview what that's all about?
Yeah, it is. It's a series I've been working on for a while. It's based off of a period of my life where I kind of had an identity crisis. The girls were at a new school, and I was lost, and I felt like an outsider, and I was an outsider, and because I was an outsider, I made us even more of outsiders. And it's not fiction or nonfiction, but it's a version of that period of our lives in a much funnier capacity.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, Kit. You know, and that speaks to me, sort of the feeling of being like the outsider, you know, in a new area. I lived in a sort of an upper class section of town for a little bit that I wasn't accustomed to. I don't know how I got there, but they see a guy walking around with tattoos and mohawks, shirtless, mowing his lawn while belting Motley Crue at the top of his lungs. Definitely a little bit of an outsider vibe and feel for me. me. So I cannot wait to see this on the big screen with you.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that today. I was saying that the other day. I was like, well, you know, when all my buddies got, when we all got rich at the same time. And all of a sudden, everyone, you could tell where people decided to live. You know, like people lived in Los Feliz or Beverly Hills. And I went to the valley where you could get more house for the money. And I was ashamed of it. I was like, why didn't I want the big house in Beverly Hills? And then everyone started taking flying lessons. They learned how to fly planes and helicopters. And they buy antique cars and expensive watches. And I was like, why? I was like, I got in my head, I was like, what's wrong with me that I just wanted like my forever house and to wear jeans and flip-flops and a t-shirt? And you got to figure out, you know, who am I? What do I want? And be cool with being less than your friends sometimes, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I always say just be true to yourself.
Yeah. But remember who you are. That's the key. It's like, some people forget who the hell they are. And I think I forgot who I was for a period of time. I was like, I remember buying Rolexes just because everyone had Rolexes.
You know, I was going to, that's sort of a good transition for me because I'm a big WWE fan. Grew up professional wrestling fan. I've been involved in the Midwest wrestling scene for like 25 years now. And I see you all the time, front row at shows, you know, backstage in the ring doing stuff. And you talk about that buying the Rolexes. One of my favorite stories is, you know, in the 80s when Dusty and Rick started making money. And then, you know, they had to one-up each other. So whoever had the biggest watch, they had to go out and buy another one of the huge fur coats or all the limousines. You know, that's what it is. You get sort of competing with your buddies sometimes on some stuff like that.
Oh, or just keeping up with them. And I don't mean that like, God dang it, honey, we need the big house. It's just like I'll give you a perfect. My best friend, Tom Segura, and he always buys gorgeous houses that need no work. Like, and Leanne and I are the kind of person that is going to buy a good piece of land and then redo the house and then build onto the house. And it's just difference in who we are, you know? And you got to be cool with it because, like, you go into Tom's house, there's no questioning. You're going to think it's one of the most beautiful houses you've ever seen. You come into our house and you're like, wow, it smells like bacon.
That's a house I want to be in, though.
Yeah, well, Tom's house smells like bacon, too, if his chef's there.
If his chef's there. Yeah, I was, it's funny, we did Brenner the other night, me and my kids, pancakes and bacon for dinner. And I wake up in the middle of the night to my 5-year-old kicking me in my bed, dreaming that I was a piece of bacon because of the smell. And I'm like, what? Why are you kicking bacon? Like, I don't want to know what's going on in that kid's brain.
Yeah, that's so funny that when you talk about the Dusty and Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that when Cody got his dad's watch back?
Yes, I did see that moment.
Oh, yeah, Cody's one of my favorite. I was always saying, like, you know, I'm a casual. I actually told Cody when I first started hanging with Cody, I was like, yeah, I'm not a wrestling fan at all. And he was like, okay. I was like, I just don't want you to think, like, I'm going to pose as a wrestling fan. I'm not. And then we started hanging out. We'd smoke a cigar and drink scotch in his room at night because we were living in the same hotel for a month. And by the end, he's like, buddy, I hate to break your heart. You're a massive wrestling fan. No one knows this much about the Von Erichs. And he used to go watch matches at the Tampa Armory every weekend. And he's like, dude, you're a huge wrestling fan. And that's when I started to embrace my wrestling. And I started going. And then I had access because they teamed up with Netflix. So I started going to WWE events, Monday Night Raw.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. And that's what I tell people, too. You know, you get those guys who are like, oh, I'm not a fan, you know, or they try and bash it. Like, just accept it for what it is. It is 2.5 to 3 hours of some of the finest entertainment. It's like watching a brand new movie every week. Every match is that way.
Oh, I've said, and I stand by this statement 100%, wrestling at its finest, professional wrestling at its finest, is equally as entertaining as a team 3 points down on their own 5-yard line. Ooh. With 2 minutes left driving the field. It is equally as entertaining.
Oh, that is a great way to put it, and I'm going to steal that from you next time I'm talking to a naysayer about pro wrestling. You talk about watching the Von Erichs and growing up in Tampa. Growing up, who is one of your favorites aside from the Von Erichs?
Dusty.
Oh, of course.
Dusty was one of my favorites. His promos to this day. Ric Flair is a good friend of mine. Like, I would say a good friend of mine. I was having, like, this is a good wrestling story, but I was having lunch with my parents down by Channelside. This is right after the Hall of Fame, I think, that they did, where they were inducting people in the Hall of Fame. And I'm sitting with my assistant, my parents, and we're off in the corner, and all of a sudden I hear, woo! And I was like, oh my God, I think Ric Flair's here. And he comes right up to my table. He goes, who comes to Tampa and doesn't tell Ric Flair? And I was like, what's up, Rick? He's like, come have a cocktail with me, Bert. And I got some of the most beautiful women you're ever going to see. And then we went over, and it was like five of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life.
I love that Ric Flair is Ric Flair even off the camera.
Ric Flair is Ric Flair 100% of the time.
Were you able to keep up with Rick that night?
It was the afternoon. I had one drink. I was with my parents, and I was like, Rick, I got to go catch a flight.
Sorry, Rick. And that's, hey, that's a, that is impressive. A big step to say, hey, sorry, Nate, I got to pass on this one.
Dude, I've partied with him. I've partied with him a couple times. And, man, that guy is the real deal. Like, the real deal. And you know what I love about Rick also, and I got to share this, is that he's not afraid to share emotion with you and get a little emotional talking about his son or anything, any of his regrets in life, because I think that's what makes him a whole person. In my opinion, is that he's a guy that has lived a life, and he knows that a lot of us are maybe not going down his exact path, but are in the same direction as him, and he doesn't mind oversharing, and I love that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and you see Rick, you know, not afraid to get emotional, either in promos or, you know, on camera and all that. It's that authentic self, and for me, that's what connects an audience with a performer in the ring, is the fact that they're authentic. You know, you talk about Dusty, he was a common man. He was an everyman someone could look up to and idolize and connect with. You know, the same with Steve Austin in the 90s, you know, Stone Cold. That was what we all wanted to do. We all wanted to drink beer, flip off our boss, and hit him with a Stone Cold Stunner. We just had to watch him do it for us every Monday night.
Dude, I was with Steve Austin. We were doing a TV show, and it was his TV show for, like, USA or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and Steve Austin. I've seen this episode with him on it.
And I said to him, I was like, you know, I was like, are you drinking? He's like, nah, I've been drinking for a while. And I was like, oh, man, that bums me out. I kind of wanted to have a couple beers with you. And he goes, well, that's different. I can have a couple beers with you. And I was like, and next thing you know, I proceeded to get hammered with Steve Austin in a kiddie pool.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and thankfully there was a video crew there just in case you didn't remember it the next morning.
I did not remember it the next morning. But, man, that's like, you know, a lot of those guys, Hulk was the same way. I loved Hulk. Because I was a Florida kid. Him and Paul Orndorff were like, are the two guys you'd see at a Publix, you know? And I ran into Hulk one day, and I was like, Hulk, my name's Bert. I'm a huge fan. I was like, listen, I'm doing this fat shaming thing with my buddy Tommy. Can you cut a promo for me? And he goes, yeah, what's it about? And I said, we're fat shaming each other. He goes, not a problem. He goes, listen to Titty Tommy. It's Hulkster here. I'm working out with your man, Bert. And he cut a promo so quick. I was like, God.
He's on. Dude, I've got a fun, when I was in high school, I worked at a movie theater here in Des Moines. And Hulk's daughter, that's when she was trying to bust into the music scene, was down here doing like the national anthem at the local, you know, minor league baseball game. And I'm 16 years old, fresh on the job my first week. And in my line at the theater is standing Hulk Hogan. It was insane. And he ordered just like he talks, just like a promo. It was a surreal moment for me.
Yeah, he never turned it off. That's a lot of those guys, and I wonder if that's like, you know, I think I was informed through professional wrestling, and if you look at a lot of my early promos that I was doing to promote dates, they're just wrestling. But according to Cody, I'm just doing wrestling promos.
Oh, yeah.
And then I take my shirt off, which is a real wrestling move. And he was like, bro, you are the most pro wrestler I've ever met that doesn't wrestle.
Yeah, you're the smart one. You're not one beating up your body out there. You're just getting to have all the fun side of it.
I'm still beating up my body. You kidding me?
Okay, you're beating it up. You're not having other people do it for you, unless that happens.
Did you see my choke slam on Austin Theory and what's his name?
Yes, Theory and Grayson Waller. Did you hit that with it?
Yeah, Grayson. That's by the way, my favorite moment in any of my sports history ever.
I love it. Yeah, no, it's so cool to see you up there doing your thing, and the fact that comedy has sort of led to you being able to have these moments, you know, and just this conversation, it's been very inspirational. I know the listeners are going to take a lot from it, and we're looking forward to seeing you here in town this Thursday night over at the KC Center. Tickets available at high-vtix.com. You can also get them at bertbertbert.com. Bert, been loving talking with you. Don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you got a workout to get to. You know, you got to keep that on. You don't want to disappoint the Hulkster at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to just... He's looking down at me right now going, come on, brother, do arms.
Yeah, one more rep in you, brother. I know you got it.
Hey, thank you for the fucking conversation, man. Hey, this is great.
Thank you so much, man. I loved it. Looking forward to seeing you Thursday.
Awesome.